Talk Live. We're launching in hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Let's start things out this hour by getting to a story that has... Whenever a story comes in from several listeners, I tend to take it a little more seriously. And actually, this is one that I just sort of had pushed aside. The first couple emails that came in, I said, because after I read the story, I just didn't like the guy that was writing it. And so therefore, I wasn't really too interested in talking about it. But it kept coming in, so we should probably talk about it. It's the Circuit City allegation. What is this story, Mark?
Well, since you don't like him, I'll go ahead and read it.
Okay.
Today was an eventful day. I guess I should give this guy's name. It's Michael RIGHI.com. Rihi?
I don't know. Anyway, it's his Richie? Blog. It's okay. His blog, so yeah. Take it with a grain of salt.
Today was an eventful day. I drove to Cleveland, reunited with my father's side of the family, and got arrested. More on the arrested part to come. For the Labor Day weekend, my father decided to host a small family reunion. My sister flew in from California, and I drove in from Pittsburgh to see my father, his wife, and little brother and sister. Shortly after arriving, we packed the whole family into my father's Buick and headed off to the grocery store to buy some ingredients to make monkey bread. It's my little sister's birthday, and that was her cute, bizarre birthday request. Next to the grocery store was the Circuit City, the Brooklyn, Ohio Circuit City, to be exact. Having forgotten that it was my sister's birthday, I decided to run in and buy her a last-minute gift. I settled on Disney's Cars game for the Nintendo Wii. I also needed to purchase a Power Squid surge protector, which I paid for separately with my business card, credit card. As I headed toward the exit doors, I passed a gentleman whose name I would later learn is Santura. As I began to walk towards the door, Santura said, "Sir, I need to examine your receipt." I responded by continuing to walk past him while saying, "No, thank you." As I walked through the double doors, I heard Santura yelling for his manager behind me. My father and the family had the Buick pulled up, waiting for me outside in the doors to the Circuit City. I opened the door and got into the back seat while Santura and his manager, whose name I have since learned is Joe Atha, came running up to the vehicle. I closed the door. As my father was just about to pull away, the manager, Joe, yelled for us to stop. Of course, I knew what this was all about, but I played dumb and pretended that I didn't know what the problem was. I wanted to give Joe the chance to explain what all the fuss was for. I reopened the door to talk with Joe, and at this point, Joe positioned his body between the open car door and myself. I was still seated in the Buick. Joe placed his left hand on the roof of the car and his right hand on the open car door. I asked Joe if there was a problem. The conversation went something like this. "Me, is there a problem?" "Joe, I need to examine your bag and receipt before letting you leave this parking lot." "Me, I paid for the contents in this bag. Are you accusing me of stealing?" "Joe, I'm not accusing you of anything, but I'm allowed by law to look through your bag when you leave." "Me, which law states that?" "Name the law that gives you the right to examine my bag and when I leave Circuit City." Of course, Joe wasn't able to name the law that gives him, a U.S. citizen and Circuit City employee, the right to examine anything that I, a U.S. citizen and Circuit City customer, am carrying out of the store. I've dealt with these scare tactics at other stores in the past, including Circuit City's, Best Buys, and Guitar Centers. I've always taken the stance that retail stores shouldn't treat their loyal customers as criminals, and the customers shouldn't so willingly give up their rights along with their money. Theft sucks, and I wish the shoplifters were treated more harshly than they are, but the fact is that I am not a shoplifter, and I shouldn't have to forfeit my civil rights when leaving a store.
Okay. Before we get to the part of the story that's actually worth telling, that I'd like to talk about this.
Okay.
Because as somebody who has a bit of a history working in retail, I've done my time, if you will. I spent 3.5 years in the world of the big Kmart and worked fairly closely with Loss Control at that time. I think that this guy is a jerk.
Yeah, that's how it came off to me when I first read the article, too. I read it and I was like, I worked in retail, too. I used to work at Walgreens and dealing with this. And, you know, personally, I don't mind the people checking my receipt because it keeps my cost lower on the other end. When there's someone there at the front of the store making sure people aren't stealing, I voluntarily don't have a problem with it because it keeps my other costs lower. So
right. And Michael, I believe his name is.
Yes.
Michael he didn't have to go into Circuit City to buy cars for the Nintendo Wii. That was a decision that he made. And by the sounds of it, he knows that it's Circuit City's policy to check receipts. I've had them check my bag. I generally, I can't say that I give them a big hug when they do it or anything like that. I let them go through the bag. Okay, see you later. Goodbye. It just doesn't affect me. It's their store. They want to know whether it's a good policy as far as I'm concerned. It may very well cut down on loss, in the store.
The fact is it has to. If it didn't, they wouldn't be doing it. For instance, when I worked at Kmart, there was no such thing. And I think in most Kmarts there still isn't. They just, it's just not that kind of store, and they don't have that policy in place. They're not dealing with it. I think that electronics, first of all, is a lower margin business. You don't make as much on electronics, and so, you've got to make sure you keep your overhead as low as possible to remain competitive with the other electronics retailers. And the reason why you're seeing this at more and more electronics retailers is because it's effective. Because I remember one time, there was somebody that came into the big Kmart where I worked. They took a stereo system off of the shelf, one of those big three-piece stereo systems, and they threw it in a shopping cart and took it right up front and walked right out the front door with it. And, if there had been someone checking receipts at the front door, they never would have even considered that particular operation.
Right.
And so the fact is, if this wasn't effective, these retailers spend money to do studies on what works and what doesn't as far as loss control is concerned. And this obviously is an effective tactic. The fact that you have a man standing at the front of the store, in the case of a Best Buy, looking at a monitor with the cameras on it and checking people as they come out, is a deterrent. It's not them accusing every one of their customers of theft. It's just a theft deterrent. And I, as a customer, feel great about handing my receipt over to those people because I know that that's one of the things that's helped, as you said, Toby, helping keeping prices low in the store. Because if they lose products out that front door, they have to make up those costs somewhere else. And that means they'll raise your prices.
Right. I've never been to the Circuit City and paid any attention to whatever signage they have on the way in, the way out. But if there was a sign that says, your bag may be checked the contents of your bag may be checked against the receipt, would that make it all better, Michael Rigi? Would it? Because I don't think that it...
I think he'd still be a jerk.
Right. I think he's just upset about being, quote-unquote, treated like a thief. And that's not what they're doing. I don't feel like that is. They've got a policy in place to prevent stealing, shoplifting. Big deal.
I'd like to say, and I'd love to hear from people that are currently in the retail business as to what the current state of affairs is with these policies, because I've never actually worked in a store where they had the doorman, essentially. I would love to know how this works at 800-259-9231. But I feel like while the customer certainly was a jerk, the manager could have handled things a little more tactfully.
Well, the manager probably really got the impression that he was probably told by his employee, this is what I'm guessing, this Santura, likely, there's a guy stealing something. Right? So that's different than, a guy wouldn't let me check his bag.
Well, you don't know what he said. You're presuming.
I'm just saying, right, I am making a presumption. But even if he said
the guy wouldn't let me check his bag, I can sort of understand why the manager was probably frustrated and maybe wasn't as tactful as he might have normally been, because the way he described his story is that his family was waiting outside of the right outside of the front door.
Like a getaway car.
Exactly, with a getaway car. And, of course, that's what he was thinking at that time. And so allegedly, he said, I'm not accusing you of anything, but I'm allowed by law to look through your bag when you leave. I think that was a mistake. I think appealing to the law as your authority, it was a problem. I think that it would have made more sense if he'd simply said, sir, it's just store policy that we check receipts when people leave. And, if you have a problem with that, then we may just simply refuse to do business with you in the future.
Then don't come back.
Right.
Go to one of those top-end stores where there's no one but you in the store and you can pay 10 times as much.
Right, you can buy your video camera from the guy in a tuxedo if that makes you happy. Okay.
So I just didn't think it was as tactful of a response as the manager should have taken in that situation, but that said, the guy's a jerk. Okay. Anyway, there is a good part to his story.
Back to Michael's story. Twice I asked Joe to back away from the car so that I could close the door. Joe refused. On three occasions, I tried to pull the door closed, but Joe pushed back on the door with his hip and hands. I then gave Joe three options. Accuse me of shoplifting and call the police. I will gladly wait for them to arrive. Back away from the car so that I can close the door and drive away. Or three, if you refuse to let me leave, I will be forced to call the police.
We'll find out what happened here in moments. 800-259-9231 at the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Do you work in retail? Are you someone who works specifically for the loss control department? And what comments do you have on this story? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. We're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Look, if you are one of these people that gets really uppity about having your receipt checked at the front door of a Best Buy or a Circuit City or something like that, then don't go. I mean, that's the most effective way to protest. Instead of being a jerk about it and getting an attitude, just don't even shop there in the first place. Why would you want to even give a company like that your money if indeed this is an issue for you? go shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com. There are no cash register lines. There's nobody checking your receipt at the front door. There's not even a front door. There's just your front door, which is where your products will be delivered to. So go shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you start your shopping experience through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. We're talking about a story from Michael Righi. Anyway, he allegedly went to a Circuit City where he was asked to show his receipt upon walking out. He took this personally. He took it as though it was them accusing him of stealing, which, of course, it's not. They're just simply asking for your receipt to deter theft, because they know that having somebody at the front door asking to see receipts and hovering over a monitor showing camera views is a deterrent to theft, which helps keep prices low, helps keep them competitive, and keep them in business.
Yeah, it's not like they're the police and trying to shake you down for some illegal substance or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You, Michael, are not being a hero by standing up to the door checker at Circuit City.
Protecting all of our Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, sorry. It's just, I think the guy's kind of sad. I think that this attitude, though, I think you're going to see that this is an attitude that's probably fairly common amongst young males with a lot of testosterone inside them. And I think it's unfortunate. I think it's just simply based in the fact that they don't understand what loss control is. They don't understand the reasons for all of this. You know, the fact is that if we didn't have a war on drugs in this country, that theft and shoplifting would be down dramatically, and maybe we wouldn't need all of these measures. Maybe if it weren't for the war on drugs and all the crackheads out there trying to steal as much stuff as they possibly can, then we wouldn't need these necessities. But for whatever reason, Best Buy and Circuit City and the like have decided that this is a necessary measure to take in order to keep their products from walking right out the front door,
right.
From shrinkage, as they call it in the business.
And I don't think this guy's going across this the right approach at all. At this point, we left the story of he's no longer wanting to just deal with the manager and the security guard. He's wanting to bring the police into this, which is something that I would really want to stay clear of myself. If there's a problem, I don't want to escalate it with getting the police involved, but his tactics are a little bit different.
I don't think the manager here was handling this situation very well either. For instance, the manager came out and then threatened them with the law, said that he had the right by law to look in their bag, which that's not necessarily true. He does have the right by, you know, reserving the right as a business. That's part of what they could do as a business. And if you don't want to look and allow them to look in your bag, then they can tell you to, well, take a hike. We're never going to sell anything to you again. But then the manager even went even further by allegedly standing in between the car door and the man and putting his hand on the car door and preventing it from being closed. They don't really have, as I recall, they don't really have the ability to detain you once you're outside of the store. If they want to bring the police in, they can do that and have the police make those decisions. But once you've left the store, they have no ability to physically stop you. And so the fact that the manager was allegedly doing these things once again shows he wasn't really handling this in a professional manner.
Well, it was in the parking lot, and that's their property, and so it seems to me like he can do what he feels like is necessary to detain someone. Probably if you've got, a guy getting into the, 2003 Buick Roadmaster full of the family, you're thinking he's not going to pull out a gun and start smoking people. So I don't have a real problem with the manager probably believed this guy was, in fact, stealing.
Probably did. But the
cop that was called did.
He gave him three choices: accuse me of shoplifting and call the police, or back away from the car so I can close the door and leave, or if you refuse to let me leave, I'll be forced to call the police. Why don't you continue the story, Mark?
Okay.
What happened here?
So,
which, as we've already found out, dialing 911 is usually a bad idea.
It says here, Joe didn't budge. At this point, I pushed my way past Joe and walked onto the sidewalk next to the building. I pulled out my phone, dialed 911. 2 minutes later, Brooklyn, Ohio police officer Ernie Arroyo arrived on the scene. As I began to explain the story leading up to the to Joe Atha preventing my egress from the parking lot, Officer Arroyo began to question why I refused to show my receipt in the first place. I explained that I lawfully purchased the contents in the bag and didn't feel that it was necessary for me to let a Circuit City employee inspect the bag as I left. Officer Arroyo disagreed. He claims the stores have the right to inspect all receipts and all bags upon leaving their store. At this point, Officer Arroyo asked...
And they do. And the reason for that, beyond the fact that having a man standing up front is a deterrent to theft, There's also an old trick in the, you know, the world of shoplifting. What you do is you, you know, you get your bag, right? Your Circuit City bag or fill in the blank store bag. You buy something legitimately. So you get a bag and then you leave the store. You take the bag and you put it in your pocket. And then you go back into the store where you then remove said bag from your pocket and proceed to drop items in it. Then you try to walk out the front door looking like you're just another shopper, right? You've just, and, hey, I just checked out. This is my bag. I paid for these items.
I don't know how this Circuit City is set up, but I've been in Circuit Cities where the cash register isn't necessarily right in the front of the store where they can see all the people are buying stuff. Some of them are spread out throughout the store, so this guy could have come from the middle of the store somewhere in back where with a bag that he could have
grabbed an MP3 player, shoved it in there.
Right. Now, to be fair, he would also have to defeat the magnetic tabs that are also on many, many items in these stores. But that's also a possibility as well.
And good shoplifters know how to do that, too.
Right.
At this point, Officer Arroyo asked to see my receipt and driver's license. I handed over the receipt and stated that my name is Michael Rigi. Again, Officer Arroyo asked to see my driver's license. The conversation went like this. Me. I'm required by law to state that my name is Michael Rigi. I do not have to provide you with my driver's license since I am not operating a vehicle. Officer Arroyo said, give me your driver's license or I will place you under arrest.
Quite the conversation.
And I said, me, my name is Michael Rigi. I am not willing to provide you with my driver's license. Turn around and put your hands against the wall. At this point, I was placed in handcuffs and patted down. And my wallet was removed from my back pocket and was placed in the back of Officer Arroyo's police car. My three siblings sat in the back of the Buick, crying their eyes out, which is the only part of the day which I regret. I wish my little brother and sisters didn't have to watch this, but I knew exactly what I was doing and was very careful with my words. Other than putting my family through a little scare, I didn't regret anything that happened today.
Now, at this point, I'm in support of this guy. Before this part of the story, he's just a jerk, and I still think he's a jerk. But nonetheless, you should not have to show identification to a police officer.
I think that Circuit City failed in one thing. I don't know for certain, but likely they don't have a sign up that says, I was in a Circuit City yesterday.
We reserve the right?
Yeah, we reserve the right to check bags, you know, against receipts on the way out.
Do they have a guy checking receipts? I've never seen that at Circuit City.
I have seen it at Circuit City. I have not seen it the one here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay.
But I have seen it. So if the Circuit City doesn't have a sign, then they haven't posted their rules, and I think that's a little unfair.
How do you feel about this guy?
He knew it because it's happened before.
Do you feel like, do you agree with us that this guy is just a jerk and just a stick in the mud? Or do you think that he's standing on some principle here by not showing his receipt to the retailer? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, especially if you've been involved in retail or lost control and you can specify for us what the rules really are about someone leaving the store with merchandise. This is Free Talk Live.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, just go grab them up for free, freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
All right, so we're reading a story from Michael Rigi, and he's an uppity jerk who doesn't like to show his receipt when he goes to purchase things at electronic stores. And in this particular case, after refusing to show his receipt and causing a bit of a commotion as a result, and he was dealing with a manager who was probably out of line at the same time, he decided to call in a cop because the manager was attempting to prevent him from leaving the premises without showing his receipt.
I bet Michael doesn't make this mistake again.
Oh, it sounds like he's done this before.
Is the calling the police mistake?
Probably right, because then the cop came along and actually arrested Michael at that point, and it's only at the point of his arrest that I come to agree with what Michael has to say, and that is that the cop arrested him for not showing his identification.
That's absolutely true.
In a free country, you should not have to show your papers. The only place in America where you're, by law, as I understand it, supposed to show papers is when you are driving. So when you're driving, the cop asks you to show your driver's license, then you're supposed to show it to him at that point. But if you're a passenger in the car, you don't have to show any identification to a cop.
Right. They'll come ask for it, but you don't have to show it.
Right. If you're walking on the street, you don't have to show any identification to the cop.
Don't tell you that, of course.
So I feel I understand where he's coming from on this. I empathize with him on that part of his story. But because he's such a jerk, I don't really feel like reading the rest of it. So let's continue with the phone calls and looking for Circuit City comments on the loss control situation. Because this guy refuses to show his receipt. I just don't think he understands. He feels like they're accusing him of stealing. That's not what's happening at all. But would like to know from somebody who's worked in loss control, what is the law? I mean, what are the rules that you're supposed to follow when it comes to a customer leaving the store premises and what you are and are not allowed to do in regards to detaining him? Let's go to the phones for your thoughts on this. And also, how do you feel about this Michael Rigi guy? Was he out of line, as I'm suggesting that he was, by refusing to show his receipt? Or do you support him in his endeavors? Let's go to the phones and talk first to Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's good on your mind, Neil?
Yeah, I was just wanting to make a few comments with regard to this Ricci guy. I can understand where he's coming from with regard to thinking that he has rights to do what he did. And I used to think in his manner. However, that was up and until I understood the concept of property rights in its full extent. I mean, he consented to going into the store in the first place, therefore putting himself under the absolute jurisdiction of the owners of the business. So with regard to that, I don't necessarily think he is a jerk, although I would consider him sadly mistaken.
A little misguided. He sounds like if he focused his energy maybe against the real problem, which is government, he might be on the right page, but he seems really misguided to me.
Yeah, I don't know if this was just an accident. I mean, he sounds like a crusader for this. It sounds like whenever he goes to an electronics store, this is how he behaves. So yeah, I think he's trying to make a difference.
Yeah, well, maybe he is. Who knows? I don't know the guy. But yeah, I mean, I can understand, not wanting to have your stuff rifled through, but at the same time, I mean, that sort of thing is fine whenever you have security guards and stuff doing it. It's when the government steps in, or when you want the government to step in, that it causes all the problems.
Well, you think it's fine, but people like Michael don't think it's fine, and they get very upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys already offered the solution, just don't go to the stores.
Exactly.
Very simple.
And not only don't go, but also go ahead and send them an email or send them some snail mail or call their customer service line and let them know how invasive you feel this is and, let them know you won't be shopping there in the future.
Absolutely.
There you go, Neil.
Simple.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Yep.
We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Tom in Indianapolis. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say that I felt pretty good about that, hearing about that kid who's exercising his rights to open carry.
Yes, the
and
young men we talked about in hour number one.
Yeah, he's really crusading for that particular right to open carry. Just like this fella, Michael, is crusading for the right not to be searched when you leave a store. Now, you can make the choice of not going into the store, I understand that.
Right.
But unless you've signed up a membership contract like you would at Sam's Club or one of those membership stores, they don't have a right to unlawfully detain you.
No, they don't. And that's why I said that the manager was out of line by putting his hand on the person's car. So I understand that Circuit City crew, and again, these are all allegations from this guy. We don't know if it's
true.
Hold on.
Wait a second before we go any farther.
Yeah.
Suppose, caller's name, I'm sorry.
Tom.
Tom. Tom, if you came to my house and I suspected that you took something, I don't know, maybe I had a gold American Eagle sitting out on the coffee table, and for some reason I had misplaced it, but I thought that you had it. Do I have the right in my front yard as you're walking out to your car to say, hey, I want to go through your pockets?
Absolutely not.
Why not? You're on my front yard.
Well, hey, you don't own me. I'm free.
What if I saw you take it?
Well, if you saw me take it, then tell me to give it back. You can disinvite me if you'd like. You can bar me from the store. You can tell me not to shop there. But unless you make those rules clear to me as a customer of Circuit City, you have no right to stop me and ask me to show you anything.
Well, actually, you do. Well, hold on. You're confused. You do have a right to ask, but you don't have a right to force anybody to do anything. And in the case of the Circuit City management, he was out of line by putting his hand on the man's vehicle and attempting to physically prevent him from leaving.
I'm not sure that I think that that's necessarily so. Tom.
Well, Mark, think about this.
Hold on just a second before I go any farther, Tom.
Yeah.
Suppose I'm certain. I believe in my own heart. It may or may not be true. Doesn't matter. that you have in your pocket my gold piece, and you're not going to let me search you. Do I have a right to pull out my Glock 19 and hold you there until the police come?
Well, do the police have a right to search me based on your suspicion? I don't think so. Hey, if you have a gold eagle sitting out on your table, Mark.
Oh, I'm a fool.
Maybe you should tighten up your policies about how you have stuff sitting out.
I would agree. I'm a fool.
If your cash registers aren't close enough to the door where you can observe a customer leaving with the merchandise that they lawfully own and possess, then that's your problem. You ought to move your cash registers closer. Don't condition the rest of us to bow to authority, just like you wouldn't want to have papers shown to the police if you're not driving, right? Why should you show this paper receipt to a probably off-duty cop working security for Best Buy? It's ludicrous.
Well,
you guys
are voluntarily
doing
it.
So
now, hold on. What if I put up a sign, I hear what you've said on that, and I'm done with that particular instance. Now, what if Circuit City puts up a sign that says, your bag may be checked against your receipt?
I'll spin my foot right around when I walk in and see that sign, and that's why they don't have it, because there's a lot of people that they're, you know, that aren't going to be.
Oh, I don't think that's true for a second, because I think they do check bags. I've seen them do it, and people are still buying at Circuit City.
That's on a spot basis. It's not every person.
Oh, no, it's not every person, no. I would never suggest that it was. It's when they have enough people to staff somebody at the front door.
And it's also a deterrent effect of you don't need to do it to everyone. You just need to do it to a few so that people think, well, there's a chance that it would happen to me.
Well, sure. That's a great way to condition people. You know, if you think about it, really, the alarm goes off when you're walking out the door with some merchandise that wasn't properly de-alarmed at the point of sale. That's a problem with the way they do things in the business, and it shouldn't obligate you to spend 1 second of your time trying to improve the way that they do business. I mean, people like me vote with our feet, and we don't go back to places like that.
I think you're totally capable of voting with your feet. Now, likely, if I believe you had a gold my gold coin in your pocket, I would hold a gun on you until the police came if you didn't let me search you.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. You want to use that kind of force on me, and you want to initiate force? That's fine, Mark. That's just how far you guys have fallen.
Now, initiation force is perceptual. I believe that you initiated force on me.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So Tom believes that this is all part of a plot to condition people to accept authority.
You might be right.
Let's look at that here in a moment. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Oh, you're still here?
I'm still here, yeah.
Oh, hi. Andy,
remember
you can join us.
Sitting over here in the shading force.
Well, the last caller said that you'd fallen off, or I figured you'd disappeared. Anyway, we'll get to his accusations here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. So if you like the show and you want to help support us, then you can go and buy some stuff at our store, where we don't check any receipts because it's online. You go to store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise just sitting there waiting for you to buy it. Store.freetalklive.com. Everything from hats to t-shirts to hoodies. We've even got DVD Classic Archive collector sets. We've got flags. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go unscreened to the amplifier line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Rob in Georgia.
Hey, Rob, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about this kid in Ohio who was brought in by the police for not producing his license and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously do have the different issues of private property versus whether or not you have to produce your identity to authorities. Now, apparently in Ohio, essentially you can't refuse any police request. They basically passed a law apparently in the wake of the Patriot Act, which essentially gives police unlimited authority for all practical purposes.
Yikes.
So by Ohio law, he actually was violating the law. Yes, he has to. They mean that's what they do.
Well, that's not what they charged him with, but yeah. Or something like that.
So
officer official duties.
It's kind of like the federal prosecutors. They can just make up stuff.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So there's that problem. He lives in essentially a police state. Apparently, Ohio is the only place that's like that, actually, to that extent, that is. Now, as far as him producing the receipt and all that sort of stuff on the way out, I think there is something of a government angle here, and it's this. What I see is that as the police state has risen, and particularly when you start dealing with the war on drugs and victimless crime,
mm-hmm.
What has effectively happened is that we now have a culture in which it has become acceptable to stop people and demand that they prove themselves, that they are where they're supposed to be and doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
That creates the culture which essentially allows stores to do this sort of thing. I really don't believe this sort of behavior would have been possible by any store 40 years ago.
Okay. 40 years ago, they probably didn't have the kind of shrinkage that they do today. Then the problems with shoplifting.
This is very well true, but I think that they probably would have developed other ways of dealing with these sorts of issues because people would not be accustomed to someone just being able to stop them. And I think that is increasingly becoming a very common sort of mindset that, you know, people, And people blur the lines, and I think government is really kind of complicit, and they want this to happen. They don't understand the difference between the right of private property, that is, I can set whatever rules I want, and government, which shouldn't be able to set any rules that it wants. And people don't understand the differences, and I think intentionally government wants you to blur those lines. They want to say, okay, the same right that a private property owner has on his private property, the government has everywhere, including on his private property.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that.
So I think that part of it is a cultural thing which the government is somewhat complicit in. But then there's also the matter that whenever you start dealing with businesses, businesses always have to go through all kinds of government who just to be in business. They have tariffs they have to pay in order to get these goods. They have all these licenses and stuff. You can't just open up a store out of the back of your house and just order some stuff off of eBay and just start and set up a storefront. Now, if you could, you would have a lot more competition, and this sort of thing wouldn't be an issue anyway.
It's probably true.
So it kind of gets into this whole little, and that's one of the problems with the state. You end up having these things which, yeah, they're private, but there's a lot of government that has kind of to do with how things work the way that they work as well. And people get very confused on it because they don't really think about where the government starts and where other stuff begins.
Sure, which is why
it's very important for people to really think about that sort of thing. And if more people stood up to the state when it did these sorts of things, we would start to see those lines being more and more clarified. And then it would be much easier for people to say, okay, now I understand I'm voting with my feet on this because this is something I'm clearly making the choice on, and this is something where I need to stand up to the government doing this because, I mean, these are my tax dollars and I'm being forced to do this on my own property.
I'm with you, Rob. Thanks for the comments, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I see what he's saying, and I agree with it. The idea that, and I mentioned, touched on this earlier, the war on drugs is one of the major factors as far as why shoplifting is so prevalent in this society. These drug addicts, they need cash. They need to get their next hit of crack or meth, and they will do whatever it takes in order to get products from stores to a fence, to a pawn shop or something in order to turn them into cash. In many cases, I was telling you the other day that Julia and I were reading stories from meth addicts and crack addicts just to see what it's like when you hit the bottom of the barrel. And there are certain times when you don't have the money you need for your next hit of crack, and you go see the dealer. And the dealer will tell you, I need to get this and this and this from the store. Go steal it for me. So the dealers don't do their own stealing. They have their crack addicts go out and steal stuff from stores, bring the stuff back, and if they're successful in their endeavor, they are rewarded with a hit of crack cocaine. And so you can imagine how much that's just one person's story. You can multiply that out times the million crackheads there are in America, and you can get some idea for the amount of shoplifting that's going on in America.
So, the dealers say, go steal it for me, or they just say, I want this.
Well, I mean, you don't have money, so you're certainly, if you had money, you'd be paying the dealer cash. So the dealer knows exactly how you're getting your hands on those items. Anyway, I want to address Tom's allegation, and Rob touched on it, that this is all part of a plot to desensitize you to authority. And I think that if you consider the guy that stands, a friendly guy, and yes, some of them are off-duty cops or ex-cops and that sort of thing, or wannabe cops, but that doesn't matter. If you consider the guy at the front door of Best Buy an authority, you're confused. He's not an authority. He's just a guy standing in front of a monitor. And as Tom pointed out, and rightfully so, in the world of retail, unless you have agreed specifically by perhaps a sign on the door as you walk in, as you suggested, Mark, or with a Sam's Club, by specifically signing a membership agreement. Unless you have specifically agreed to allow your bags to be searched upon exiting the store, then indeed you can refuse to allow it. And so the guy who we were originally talking about was well within his rights to refuse that. He's a jerk for doing so, in my opinion, but he was not. It is not a requirement for him to show his bags. That's why they ask you to show your bags. They don't require it of you.
Now, when he was requested to show what was his receipt in his bag, he also had the option of just going, turning around and going up to the customer service desk and returning his items and leaving empty-handed.
Sure did.
And that's another thing he refused to do. So, you know, not only do you have a store whose policies you may or may not agree with, I don't have a problem with them personally.
Obviously, he doesn't disagree that much. He keeps shopping there.
Right. And that's really
just
the
so
part
he can keep doing this crap.
That sticks in my craw about this whole thing is that he somehow or another just thinks it's okay to keep going back and giving these people the same kind of trouble over and over again. Look, this is how they do business. If you don't like it, stay the hell away.
I have no problem with the way they do business in this particular case. I understand the situation with loss control in this country. So theft is out of control. In fact, I've got an email here from a Best Buy employee that sort of outlines some of the reasons why they have the policies that they do and some of the benefits to customers that they may not necessarily realize. Maybe we'll get to that in hour number three. But the gentleman we're talking about was within his rights to refuse to show his receipt. Similarly, had the manager been more tactful with him, the manager would have also been within his rights to say, sir, we have your photo that we've taken via our camera system in the store. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but theoretically, they could set up a system that photographed every single person as they left the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they could simply say, sir, we are going to ensure that we're not interested in having your business in the future. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Right.
And just left it at that.
Wasn't he initiating force on him by taking his picture without his prior knowledge?
No. That jumps back to something I wanted to point out to Tom, but he hung up. I wanted to point out that, well, if you think this is conditioning people to be subject to authority, then at what point do you, you know, what point, how much loss control devices are unacceptable to you? I mean, when you're walking into that store, you should know there are cameras trained on you every single moment that you're walking around. Does that disturb you as well? Does that upset you? How about the little security tags that they put on the products? Does it upset you that you're a suspected criminal and that's why that, that's the attitude here. You're treating me like I'm a suspected criminal. Well, we're videotaping you at all times. Does that mean we suspect you as a criminal? We're also, you know, watching you. We're making sure you don't walk out the front door with a product by putting magnetic tags in them. Does that mean we suspect you're a criminal? No, it doesn't mean we think you're specifically a criminal, we in the world of retail. It's simply means that we understand that there are people that look like regular folks that are shoplifters. There's no way to look at somebody in the eyes and determine whether or not they're a thief. So these are things that these businesses have decided to do. Hour 3 is coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.